Namanda, vıcı 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 namanda. I'd like to begin my talk this morning by reading a passage from the Sutra on the Buddha of Immeasurable Life, the larger sutra, which is a sermon of the Buddha upon which our understanding and appreciation of the Buddha's teaching is based. Bussetsu Muryo Jukyo という お経様のお言葉をいただいてから今日のお話を始まりたいと思います。Please join me in Gassho. Gassho をお願いします。The Buddha, pouring down the Dharma rain and extolling the Dharma gift,He continuously awakened the people of the world with the sounds of the Dharma. Hotoke sama ga ame ga furi sosoide kusaki o urousu you ni.教えを説き、常に尊い声で、世の人々の迷いの有名を覚めすのであると、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ。Once again, I'd like to welcome you all to a very special service that we're having here this morning with our honored guests who have been living, many of them, in the South parking lot for the last few months, or some of these have been living in your homes and were brought here this morning. And of course, I'm referring to these beautiful rice plants that are fully blossomed with grain this morning. で、まあ、今日はこの、まあ、立派な米と一緒に今日の仏様の前に集まってお勤めすることは誠に嬉しいことでございますね。So, these plants had to put in a lot of work to get to this point, right? ここまで来るのは相当苦労した日ですね。I can speak from experience of the plants that were there at my house over the past, for the first part of this year.でまあ、私の家もお米がしばらくは家で育てたことがあったんですね。And they survived some real trials and tribulations. まあ、いろいろな大変なことを乗り越えてここまで育ってきたと思います。Just when they were beginning to sprout grain, one of the members of our household, who will remain unnamed, decided that they would be much better scattered all over the bedroom floor.そして、まあ、一つの、家の一人が、この、ちょうど芽が出るところに、じゃあ、この家の、床に撒いたことがありました。And then, as they grew a little bit larger, we planted them in cups. My son and my wife and I kind of gathered in our backyard and got some little cups and, planted them in the cups. And then we placed them on a windowsill in our house to grow.And some of them grew well and others not as well.
そして、こういう小さいコップに植えて、また、家の窓に並んで、育てて、まあ、立派にそこからまた大きくなったことで、そうでもない、稲もありましたね。
And, you know, there were certain times when it got a little bit too hot or too cold as the summer months came.Or in the early spring when not all of them made it through. I'm sad to say that a few of the plants didn't make it all the way through and had to be laid to rest in the backyard along the way.
そして、まあ、いくつかはちょっと暑すぎて寒すぎてなってそこ、まあ、またそれが乗り越えることができなくて、また、まあ、家に、まあ、その、シワフに巻くことになってしまいました。ことがありました。
And, you know, there is my own, inexperienced care. I've never grown rice before. And so I really had no idea what I was doing. And the plants that, some of these I think have my name on them, and the ones with my name on them that made it here thanks to the guidance of Mr. Shimoide. who noticed that I had them sitting in the very wrong place and said, you know, they're never going to grow if you leave them sitting there. And so my plants that grew up, they survived also my own inexperienced and unskillful horticulture or care for these plants.
まあ、私の稲がここまで大きくなったのは、まあ、まさにシメデさんの、まあ、上手なお育ちによってできたこと、まあ、私のちょっと下手の扱いでも乗り越えてここまで大きくなりました。
Then they moved into the south parking lot, right?
そしてこの南の駐車場に移して Where they would receive the sunlight and the care that they would need。そして南駐車場に行っていろいろ太陽が照らして大きくなることになりましたね。
And while they were there, they had other challenges to overcome. There are insects and there are mice and rats who travel around. And some of those rodents got a chance to enjoy some of my rice plants, I'm told. And so they had to survive also the dangers of wild animals.
そしてこのお米がこういう、まあ、ネズミという野生動物もいるにかかわらずこう、まあ、ここに立派に大きくなりました。
And so they've lived and come to maturity. And as they come to maturity, now we have this opportunity to receive them. Today we did the inekari, the cutting of the rice stalks.And then later on, we'll be separating the grain from the stalks and polishing it and preparing to use it to make mochi later this year.
そしてこう、まあ、稲刈りをして、そしてきれいにして、また後に餅を作って食べることですね。
And so these rice plants have gone to all this work for their own benefit? No, to benefit us, right?So we are the ones who are going to receive the benefit of all the hard work that these rice plants have made to grow up.
そしてこのお米が、まあ、一生懸命大きくなったことは自分のためじゃなくて私たちがいただくためでしたね。
And so this is the spirit of the Buddhist teaching of dana. Have you ever heard the word dana before?
まあこれはダナですね。Can anyone tell me what dana means?
Anybody know?Generosity, right? To give freely and to give something without expecting that you're going to get something in return.
そしてことを自由にあげて何かが返ってくることを期待しないように。
And so that's really what the food that we receive is the dana, the gift of life from all of these plants and animals that we receive. That's why we say itadakimasu, because we're receiving a gift.From these plants and these animals that grow up and become healthy and full and nutritious, and then we receive their life in the food we eat, whether it's rice or vegetables or chicken or fish. And so that's a gift of dana that we receive because they don't get anything in return, right? We get all the benefit. And so a person who practices the generosity taught by the Buddha.Gives freely without expecting to receive anything in return. This is an example that we have from the lives that go into the food that we eat.
そして、まあ、仏教のお布施という、まあ、ダーナという心は物事をしてあげるけど何か返ってくるを期待しない。これはまさに私たちがいただき食べ物の様子ですね。
This is also the great benefit of the teachings of the Buddha.Because the Buddha, when he taught the Dharma, he didn't teach it to receive any benefit for himself. He didn't teach his true teachings in order to make money or to become famous or to have people respect him and love him. He did it because he wanted us to be happy.
まあ、仏様が身教えを説くというのは、私たちが幸せに暮らすために説かれました。
So,The way that we show our gratitude and our appreciation for those teachings of the Buddha. We can't give something back to the Buddha. We can't give money to the Buddha or bake him a cake, right? But we can follow his teachings and live happy lives. Because that was his wish for us.
仏様の御教えを聞いて幸せに暮らすというのは仏様の教えの、まあ、恩返しができるということですね。
And we can also express that gratitude in the words Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu is a special phrase that we use, which means I take refuge in the Buddha of immeasurable light and life. It's our way of saying thank you to the Buddha for his teachings. まあ、Namo Amida Butsu という言葉も仏様の身教えいただく喜びの感謝を表す特別な言葉ですね。ナモアミダブツという、まあ、6つの漢字、6字なんですけど、これは無量の知恵と慈悲の仏様に帰依しますという意味が入っているんですね。
And so we receive this, we'll receive the nourishment of this rice and the food that helps us to live happily, to live healthfully, to be healthy, happy, strong, and energetic.So that we can help others and serve our community. And we receive the teachings of the Buddha, which nourish our hearts and minds, so that we can live with peace and calm, setting aside our self-centered thinking and learning to care for and nurture each other, and to live with gratitude for the things that we receive.
そしてこのお米が私たちの体が元気に丈夫に育つようにいただくんですけど、仏様の御教えが私たちの心を育って、心が元気で、穏やかで、喜びにあふれように、周りの人々に助け合うように、自分の自己中心的な考え方を忘れるように育つことですね。
So today is a wonderful opportunity for us to also, as we show our appreciation for this rice,to receive the nourishing rain of the Buddha Dharma that falls down upon us and to celebrate. Just as we celebrate food and enjoy food together, we also enjoy the nourishment of the Buddha's teachings together on occasions like today when we gather here in front of the image of the Buddha.
そして、おいしい食べ物を食べて友達と家族と共に喜ぶおいしさと同じように仏様の御教えのおいしさ仏様の御教えの心の栄養を楽しみながらここに集まっていただいていることは誠にありがたいことでございます。
I'll conclude my message here. I'd like to invite you to join me in 合唱。
じゃあ合唱をして終わりたいと思います。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏